Jim Lawson's Horse Trade by Mr. Cal Stewart, Edison Record. Well, Sir Jim Lawson was calculated to be the best horse trader in Pumpkin Center, yes, sir. He could set up on a fence, jaw to batter, whittle a stick, and swap you out of your eye teeth while a gypsy come along, and I guess he just about took all the conceit out of Jim in the way of swapping horses, you see. He traded him mighty fine-looking animal, only he had one very bad fault. Any time he'd go to ride him, happened to touch him on the sides, and he'd suck right down. Well, Jim knowed if he didn't get rid of that horse, his reputation as a horse trader was forever gone. So he went over to see Deacon Witherspoon. Deacon was old and had the rheumatism. Hard for him to get around. He was fond of hunting, and he had to hunt on horseback. And Jim said, Deacon, I got a horse you ought to have. He's a setter. And Deacon said, well, Jim, I never heard tell of such a thing in my life. Bring him over, Jim. I'd like to see him. Well, Jim took the horse over, and they went out a hunting. They was riding along, and Jim saw a rabbit that's setting in the bushes, and he just touched the old horse on the sides, and he sucked right down. Deacon says, well, Jim, what's the matter with your horse? Look what he be a-doing. And Jim says, keep still, Deacon. Don't you see that rabbit is sucking over there in the bushes? The old horse is a-setting of them. Deacon says, well, now, how would you like to trade, Jim? Jim says, I'll trade you, Deacon, $150 to boot. Well, they traded horses, and when they was coming home, they had to ford the creek back to Pumpkin Center, and when the old horses was wading along through the water, Deacon went to pull his feet up, keep them from getting wet, and he touched that old horse on the sides, and he squatted right down in the creek. Deacon says, now, looky here, Jim, what's the matter of this horse? He ain't a-settin' now, be. Jim says, yes, he is, Deacon. He sees fish in the water. He's trained to set for suckers, same as for rabbits, Deacon.